located in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, or virtually through Teams. Attendees, please mute the microphones on your devices to limit background noise. This is a public meeting and is being recorded by Broward County. The video recording will act as the official recording of the meeting. The recording will be made available on the Purchasing Division website under the RLI RFP repository. Information reviewed by the Evaluation Committee as part of the evaluation process will also be posted on the repository. This meeting has been publicly noticed. The purpose of this meeting is to continue the final Evaluation Committee meeting for EC members to review the preliminary scores, announce final results, and rank the responsive, responsible, and shortlisted vendors. Meeting attendance will be recorded in the following ways. The Purchasing Division will record the attendance of county staff physically here in room 430. All virtual attendees, including county staff, please click on the link or scan the QR code that is currently listed in the Teams chat section to complete the sign-in sheet. For attendees that cannot access the link or QR code in the Teams chat, email the senior purchasing agent, Melissa Cuevas, at mecuevas@broward.org with the subject EC meeting attendance and indicate your name, your title, the company you represent in the email body. We have a quorum present with the following evaluation committee members. Committee members, please say present after your name is called. Amanda Simmons, Construction Project Manager, Parks Planning and Design Section, Parks and Recreation Division.
Present.
Luis Feliz, Capital Program Administrator, Highway and Bridge Maintenance Division, Public Works and Environmental Services Department.
Present.
Thank you. Normal Dada, Capital Program Administrator, Highway Construction and Engineering Division, Public Works and Environmental Services Department.
Present.
Thank you. Rebecca Martinez, Professional Engineer, Traffic Engineering Division, Public Works and Environmental Services Department.
Present.
Thank you. Committee members have completed and submitted their preliminary scores. The preliminary scores were tabulated and the meeting was subsequently recessed to allow additional time for review. At this time, the purchasing agent will provide a brief overview.
Thank you. Upon tabulation of the preliminary scores by the purchasing division, no outliers were identified. In an abundance of caution and to ensure the accuracy of the calculations, additional county staff was engaged to conduct a comprehensive review of the formulas. This review confirmed that the formulas were functioning correctly and that no outliers are present per the criteria, which includes 25% above or below the mean score or above or below the standard deviation.
At this time, we will review each vendor's score sheet individually and provide evaluation committee members the opportunity to discuss any items if needed. Before we begin to review the preliminary scores, I will review a couple of key reminders. The evaluation committee members may verbally revise their preliminary scores based on committee discussions, provided the member states the rationale behind any adjustments. The recommended score column in the Excel spreadsheet reflects the mean or average score for all criteria because there were no outliers. If an outlier was identified, the median would have been reflected. Although there are no identified outliers, the EC may still discuss or ask questions of the other EC members regarding their scores. Purchasing, can you share a score sheet? Bear with us for just a moment. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties. There we go. Okay. We will now review preliminary scores submitted by the evaluation committee members, going vendor by vendor in alphabetical order, starting with CDM Smith. Is there any discussion from the evaluation committee members on the scores that you see? For example, there's evaluation criteria number one. 2B, I'm sorry. Can you?
So for example, on evaluation criteria number 2B, Amanda Simmons has a score of 16, which is a little, so if Amanda could just explain what she was thinking with her scoring?
On question 2B, that was question. that was the question on, is this right? Planning, project development, design and construction of traffic and signals and roadway intersection, complete streets, etc. I gave them low scores primarily because on where we were asking about roadway intersections, complete streets, and school zones, they basically just explained what complete streets was. It wasn't any kind of, here's how we plan on accomplishing anything, here's our experience. It was just, here's what complete streets means, here's a definition. So I took some points away from that. And they did something similar with the traffic signal system and the ATCS, basically just reiterating what was already in the solicitation and what those terms mean. It wasn't, here's our experience.
Any other discussion?
Right, so on question number three, that was their past performance. So if you look at their evaluations that the county has performed since 2020, so in the past 5 years, they had one where they were listed as conditionally recommended for future work, and that was with water and wastewater. That was a recent one. Then we have two final evaluations for water and wastewater, with one again saying it's conditional that they would award them another contract, and then they had a comment, vendor is weak on permitting and agency approvals. And then on the vendor references, there were some responses where they said they were not responsive in completing work on time and under budget. And then when it came to their references, one was a study for FDEP from 2021 to 2031, which means that it's a fairly new project. So they were listed as satisfactory for turnover and that it wasn't within budget. So it was hard to evaluate them on a contract that was recently awarded that still has another 6 years on it. There was also a project for State Road 704, which is still in the planning phase. So it's hard to determine how they're doing on that because they haven't gotten to construction. There was a newly awarded general engineering contract for FDOT District 7, which is still not complete, and they were listed as satisfactory in cooperation with the authorities having jurisdiction. So I didn't give them as many points for those reasons.
Yeah, thank you. Explanation is greatly accepted.
So from here, if there's no further discussion, if everyone is happy with or wants to leave their points the way they are, that would be appropriate. Alternatively, if someone wanted more discussion or wanted to make an update to their points, that would also be appropriate, or a motion to accept. So again, the recommended score column is reflecting the mean right now. it's also fine to make a motion to accept that or to make a motion to accept whatever criteria you guys expect. Or
no further discussion is needed. May I have a motion for final consensus score for CDM Smith in normal data?
We'll need clarity on what your motion, what you would like to accept as the final consensus score. Can we mute the mics?
Can we mute? I would ask that anyone in the Teams meeting please mute.
So for example, you could make a motion saying, I'd like to make a motion to accept all the recommended scores as listed as the final consensus score. Alternatively, you could say, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommended scores for all criteria, except for such and such criteria. I'd like to make a motion to accept the mean, or however you decide to make the motion, you could say, I'd like to make the median for all, whatever you decide. But you guys need to tell me what you want to do or tell us what you want to do as your final recommended score,
right,
or your final consensus score.
You need to, excuse me, turn on your microphones so we can hear you.
I think it should be the mean, since it's the average, and do that for all the questions.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, we can. We hope we are happy with the mean average score. So may we?
So, you would like to make a motion to accept the mean score for all criteria?
Yeah, I, Nirmal Datta, would like to make a motion to accept the mean for the CDM Smith score.
The mean score for our criteria as the final consensus scores?
Yes.
And that's for CDM Smith?
Yes.
May I have a second?
Luis Velez, second the motion.
All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. We're now going to move on to the score sheet for CTS Engineering. And this gives you an opportunity to review the scores and discuss any of your scores or other evaluation committee members' scores.
No comments.
Okay, then I need a motion.
I, Amanda Simmons, make the motion to accept the mean average score for all criteria for CTS Engineering, Inc.
May I have a second?
I second the motion.
All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. We're now going to move to the vendor Marlin Engineering. Is there any discussion by the evaluation committee members on the scores that you see on the screen?
It looks like all the numbers are very similar.
Okay.
Definitely no outliers here.
Then I would need a motion to accept either the recommended score, the mean score for, you know, all criteria, if that's what you're saying, as the final consensus scores for Marlin Engineering.
I, Nirmal Datta, would like to make a motion for Marlin Engineering to take mean average score for all the criteria.
May I have a second?
Luis Velez, I second this motion.
That's what he said.
I'm sorry.
Luis Velez, I second the motion.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. We're going to move to Metric Engineering. Okay, again, review the scores. If there's any discussion, this is your time to discuss.
Amanda, what was the reason of the score for criteria number 2B?
Question 2B was about the planning, project development, design, and CEI of traffic signals, roadway intersections, complete streets, et cetera. And, for the second question, which was regarding roadway, complete streets, and school zones, their response was just, we follow the same traffic analysis approach as previously described. Key elements, you move from intersection only analysis to corridors. The key component to consider is the area of influence. And that was just their response. I didn't think it was comprehensive enough. I thought they answered the question number 2A much better. But that question 2B, I wasn't satisfied with the response.
Thank you.
Amanda, how about 2C that you scored 7?
To see is about planning, project development on stormwater and bridge improvements. I gave them
7.
Yeah. I was not happy with their response to bridge improvements. Their only response was, during the planning and project development phase, we will evaluate all design alternatives with a focus on prioritizing bridge enhancements. That was the response. Whereas all the other vendors gave a much more detailed approach to how they handle the bridges, what are some of the issues that they come up with when they're analyzing the bridges, and how they're going to evaluate them, research different means and methods.
Should we agree on with the mean?
If you could speak closer to the microphone.
I suggest going with the mean for this vendor.
Yeah, mean.
Luis Velez, I would like to make a motion to accept the mean for all criteria as the final consensus score for Metric Engineering, Inc.
May I have a second?
Rebecca Martinez, I second the motion.
All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. We're now going to move to the score sheet for RS&H. Evaluation committee members, do you have any discussion on the scores that you see here?
And then again, you
yes.
put past yes. performance 15 out of 20. Any
on which question?
The 3.
Question number 3. Yeah.
Yeah, past performance.
Oh, past performance. Okay.
Right.
All right. It had to do with, let's see, vendor references. One of the vendor references was about pump stations and seawalls in Hollywood, and they only received a satisfactory on whether it was within budget, and then also satisfactory for staff turnover. One of the references was for, let's see, a new diamond interchange. That one was fine, but they were listed as satisfactory on that one as well. And then I was looking at the budget and whether projects were completed on time or not. And on two of the vendor references, they received no. But the projects were not on time and in budget. And those are my notes.
So are you saying that the evaluation say that they didn't complete the project on time or within budget, or it wasn't on check?
That's correct.
And now, what are criteria one?
Criteria one, since they didn't provide a organizational chart, I dinged them on that because I couldn't tell who was on the team and what their roles were. It was clear who was on the team from RSNH, but it was very difficult to determine who their subconsultants were.
And that was the same reason I have a lower score for the vendor as well.
Okay.
Is it possible to show us the past performance, like she said, that on the, can we open up the files to see?
What files do you want to see?
You want to see the submittal? Is that right?
Yeah, because you say that some of the past performance, somebody scored.
So that would be in the purchasing director memo.
Sorry, I just wanted to be fair.
No, that's okay. We will pull it up.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Melissa, turn on your mic so you can explain what.
These are the vendor past performance evaluation posted in the repository.
Right. It was a vendor reference, not a performance evaluation.
Be the last set.
You want to see?
Start with the first one. If you could turn on your mic, thank you.
Yeah, Amanda, you can point out where you see those. I would like to see.
Okay, there's one. Okay. That previous one. Yeah. There was a satisfactory on that one. Project completed within budget. And then turnover.
Okay, stay there.
Same with this one. Project completed within budget, satisfactory, yes.
Normal, if you could turn on your microphone, thank you.
So your point is they didn't get an excellent?
Correct.
Okay.
Can you scroll that last one? I'm fine with that one.
Those were the references.
That was all of them? Because yes. Some of them had five. There was one vendor that had five.
Well, that was all for RSNH.
Okay.
There's none below that one. Okay.
All right. I'm satisfied. I saw what I need to see. Thank
you. Okay. Then could I have a motion to accept either the recommended SCORN or the...
I was going to make a motion to revise my score for question number... Let's see, which one was that? 2C and bring it up to an 8. And that's my only change.
Okay. Then could I have a motion? Wait, so the reason for the change?
It was based on just reviewing what I'd already discussed.
The references.
My deductions and points, yeah, my process and.
Okay. Then I need a motion to accept.
Luis Velez, I would like to make a motion to accept the recommended the mean score for all criteria as the final consensus score for Ares and Edge, Inc.
May I have a second?
Emerald Data, make a second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. To ensure that the adjustments were tabulated correctly and determined vendor ranking, we will take a very short recess. Final scores and ranking will be announced after the recess. The time is 1:29 p.m. and we are in recess.
I would like to reconvene the meeting. The time is 1:34 p.m. and we are back from recess. The purchasing division completed the tabulation of final consensus scores and will announce final scores and ranking. Before the results are announced, I'd like to thank all the vendors for your participation in this solicitation process. We appreciate your time and interest in working with Broward County. Purchasing, please announce the scores and the ranking.
Thank you. The total score for CDM Smith Inc. is 83.5. CTS Engineering Inc., 94.25. Marling Engineering Inc., 87. Metric Engineering, 87.5. RSNH Inc., 81.5. The number one ranked firm is CTS Engineering Incorporated, 2. Metric Engineering, 3. Marling Engineering Incorporated, 4. CDM Smith Incorporated, and 5. RSNH Incorporated.
The next order of business is acceptance of the scoring and ranking. May I have a motion to accept the evaluation committee's results and recommendation of ranking for approval?
I, Nirmal Datta, would like to make a motion to accept the evaluation committee's results.
May I have a second?
Luis Velez, I second the motion.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. The evaluation committee recommendation will be posted on the purchasing division's website for 3 business days as a proposed recommendation of ranking. Following this 3-day period, if no objections to the proposed ranking have been received in writing by the director of purchasing, a final recommendation of ranking will be posted for 5 business days. If no vendor timely objects or protests, the ranking shall be final, provided that no county commissioner objects within 5 business days after reviewing notice from the purchasing division of the final ranking. Once a ranking is deemed final, the county shall commence contract negotiations with the number one ranked vendor. As a reminder, all information reviewed by the evaluation committee is posted on the purchasing division website repository, including the closed portions of the meeting. Committee members, is there any other business that needs to be discussed today? Again, I would like to thank all the vendors that responded for their presentations. And I'd like to also thank all the evaluation committee members for their participation. The final evaluation committee is adjourned and the time is 1:38 p.m. Thank you all very much.